Hello, group leaders, Pastor Kevin and Resident Emily with you today. And this is podcast number 48. With us today is Kathy Lyons, who has been leading group and been around Grace for a long time. So she has some wisdom that we're going to try to tap into today. So, Kathy, tell the people who you are and what you do here.
I am Kathy Lyons, and we have been attending Grace, my husband and I and our family, for about 14 years or so, and we've been group leaders for about 5 years. My passion is probably grief share, but we also do small group premarital counseling, and we say hello. Mm-hmm. What's that group called?
First impressions.
Yes. And I just recently signed up to hold the babies because I have grandbabies. So
yeah, heck yeah.
Wow. You do just about everything. Everything under the sun. Awesome. Well, we'll start you off with an easy one. Could you just share a couple of your favorite parts of being a group leader since you've been a group leader?
I think meeting new people is probably what I'm a teacher by trade, and I think that's probably the easiest part of it. Part of my growth in my journey through faith is walking with them. I think the word leader is a big responsibility. Yeah. So I'm walking with them because I'm growing as well. And sometimes they're leading me as well. And we see different perspectives. So I think that's really interesting. And when we, especially if you're in small group and we talk about a topic that might be a little bit heavy, we have different perspectives. So I really enjoy seeing other sides. And that's part of maturing in your faith.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So since you've led for a number of years in different group settings, what are some couple things you might have learned along the way, maybe even hard lessons around people? Because people can be hard.
People can be hard. I think that's probably the biggest part is that when you're, especially if you're a small group leader, or even if it's a care group, it is hard to know when to call on other leaders. And we've had a couple situations, not even situations, but there's just kind of knowing when to say, I need guidance from you guys. Mm-hmm. And how do we navigate this? Because you have to have grace when you're dealing with certain topics and certain personalities within your group, because if not, it can ruin your group, especially with our Bible studies. So having it over 5 years, we don't have a lot of turnover. Because I know we talked about maybe doing turnovers. We don't have a lot of turnover. If we have difficult people or difficult situations, we always go to the leadership and say, how can you guide us with this? Because we're not the judge, and you guys have done an awesome job of steering that. With Grief Share, it's the same way. I am not a counselor. I'm a volunteer.
Yeah.
And I am on this journey of walking with them. So there are times I've had to come to you again and say, I think maybe there are more specialties that you guys could help with that certain people need.
Yeah,
for sure. So that's probably the hardest thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really wise.
Grace and truth.
Yeah.
Definitely. That's a hard balance.
That's a hard thing to balance for anybody, really.
And you guys hear Keith say it. We need both. Our people need both, right?
Yeah.
As their leaders, we need to be speaking truth into their lives.
Yeah.
Because left to their own passions and vices and devices, people can go off the rails. We can go off the rails, right?
Yes. So we don't want to steer people wrong. That definitely. Right. And I said, I'm not an expert. I'm a volunteer, and you guys are the experts, and we come to you.
In theory,
you are.
That's true.
I am thankful for that, though. I think Scott is the same way. You know, whether it's a men's group, a female group, or whatever you're leading, you have to go. You have to go, and you have to get help and guidance yourself.
Yeah. We try to push out a lot of different resources, and like this podcast, we try to just push out different things that we think are helpful or we see from other churches. You know, we go to conferences and different things to just learn and grow. Like, we're still learning and growing too. So the staff very much wants to be on the front end of learning how to do discipleship better. And so we share what we share what we find.
Yeah. I think that's transparency.
Mm.
So is there anything you'd really like group leaders to know, or something that you think would be helpful for group leaders to know?
Once again, transparency. I think that's you telling them right up front, I'm not a counselor. I am not a pastor. I am a volunteer, and I'm here to, share my love of God. And keeping God at the top and as our focus, that's our goal. And when things go off topic, which happens a lot,
sure,
that you have to navigate back to what is our focus. Kevin, you taught about the triangle, and I use that in everything that I talk about, even as a teacher. I'm like, I know what my focus is, and what does God want me to do? And that's how I think if we all keep that in mind, God's our goal.
Yeah.
Does that answer?
For sure.
Yeah, it does.
So if a brand new group leader was sitting here and they hadn't even led one group session yet, what would you tell them? What are some nuggets that maybe you think are important for them to know?
Don't take things personal.
That's a good fair. One.
It is, because every time, it's not a performance. You're literally, you're authentic. Hopefully your leader is authentic and you don't know everything. And there are wise people out there who can speak such knowledge to the Bible. It's amazing what people know about the Bible. That's something like I'm not good at remembering scripture, and I'm like, I have to go, and I love the app, my Bible app, since I can search it, and then I can look it up, and then I can find. So not taking things personal, that's probably the biggest thing. Mm-hmm. And also, like, to be honest with people, like, look around and try different groups and talk to other leaders and It's hard not to take it personal. Scott and I always talk about that. I'm like, you did a great job, or wow, it was really quiet. And it wasn't us. It was just, maybe it was the topic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So not to take things personal.
Sure.
Yeah, I think that's really helpful for a lot of new group leaders to hear, because I feel like a lot of people that I talk to that are leading groups newly, like, even just knowing your different strengths and the things that you're good at is really helpful, because nobody's really good at every single thing.
No.
And so, like, owning your strengths you know,
most really group, leaning into most potential new group leaders, when we're trying to recruit them, right?
Yep.
The biggest thing they say is, well, I don't think I know enough.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's
and true. We always say, like, neither do we, but let's learn together.
It's a journey. It's a walk. It really is.
You don't have to be a theologian or a seminary professor to lead people. In fact, Keith says he wants our group leaders to be at least just one step ahead of their group members.
Yeah.
And that just takes some study and some, and you guys, you know, you get the message guide or you get the lesson ahead of time and you plan and prepare just like you do in school. You know what's coming.
Yeah.
And that puts you one step ahead.
Yeah. And you kind of touched on this a little bit, but a lot of it is just like navigating discussion and knowing how to, you know,
read the room,
having
a lot of read the room.
Right.
And a lot of that you just get better with over time. It's like an art, not a science.
Yeah. So. And I think just like that honesty piece, like trying to keep people on topic. Mm-hmm. I am one who gets off topic very easily.
Yeah.
So having like my husband and I are a good team in regards to getting, like, I'm his timekeeper, or if it's too much silence, I'm like, okay, honey, let's wrap it up. Or
sounds like a perfect team.
It is good. So, I mean, once again, but not taking things personal. And it's a walk. It's a journey.
Right.
What about some advice or encouragement would you give to somebody who's been a group leader for a while?
Depending on what, if it's a care group or if it's a Bible study or what other things we do.
Follow group.
Yeah, some of those are really heavy. I think it's okay to take a break.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have to be honest with myself, especially with grief share. I know that at the beginning of the year, I'm not in the right headspace to do grief share at the beginning of the school because I'm just already social, emotional, overwhelmed. So I'm much better in the spring. I'm fresh. I can have different insights. So I think being okay to be honest with the leadership to say, I need a break.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're hosting and you're leading, that's a big commitment. Yeah, like we started a couple years ago, we split that. So we lead and we have a different host.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. And that took a huge pressure off of us.
Yeah.
It was a lot. So that's just being flexible to kind of like rotate with that.
That's awesome. Good.
Thanks for sharing, Kevin.
So, group leaders, pray you've heard a nugget or two from Kathy and Ellie about leading groups, especially when you do it for a long time. So, take something you've learned and apply it to your groups this week. Thank you all. God bless.